typo, that is, have been out completely ever in public. In fact, I've only been out four times, and twice of those is when I had flu on successive mornings and had to get paramedics out. But so long as there are early warning signs of a hypo and I can take a couple of glucose tablets, that's fine. There's no problem, and need involve nobody.
Why do you dislike the term hypo?
Because it's misconstrued. It can mean a whole series of things. In fact, I actually said to the doctor at the diabetic clinic last time I went, what does hypo mean? And the doctor said, it means low blood sugar. I said, yes, but the people's interpretation of low blood sugar is you lying prostrate on the floor out, or something completely mild, as I've just said, which is put right by a glucose tablet. And even on forms like driving license forms, they talk about, have you had hypos? And I was right, of course I have had hypos. Diabetics do have hypos, but that doesn't mean to say you're completely out. It means that you need a bit of sugar, and the early stages, which don't affect anybody else, go away.
Did any of your colleagues in Rickmansworth know that you were diabetic?
One or two might have done. I had there was another junior clerk there who had bad asthma, so we sort of tended to sympathise with each other a bit. But but no, I mean, I never discussed it, and never had occasion to.
How much contact did you have with the medical profession from your diagnosis onwards?
When I finished my treatment at University College Hospital, I became a member of their diabetic clinic. So I used to go every 6 months there. And I did that until I started work. And then it wasn't convenient to go have a day off to go to London. So I joined the local diabetic clinic in Watford. So obviously, as regards diabetic matters, then I spoke to the people at diabetic clinic. All other matters, I would go to my GP. But in fact, I mentioned about coughs and colds, etc. At about 15 or so, I suddenly stopped getting coughs and colds and stopped getting anything. And I didn't actually see my GP, or different GPs over the years. I would say for about 30 years, I reckon from about 15 to 45, I never saw a GP. All I did was write notes saying, can I have a prescription, please? And so it was the diabetic clinic, clinics were the only people that I actually saw. And the fact that I only used to go 6 months is, I think, a fair indication that things were always in good control. And, you know, I've been very lucky. They always have been in good control. And I suppose you might say that the only reason I started seeing the GP again from aged 45 onwards was when I started getting things which one gets a bit later in life.